Be'ezrus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Chof Aleph, the Mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Chinuch brings that there's a posik, V'higarto Levincho Bayoyim Ahu Leimor, Ba'avor Ze Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. That's the makor for the Mitzvah's Esei Deiraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is a posik, Perik Yud Gimel, posik Ches, in Parshas Boy, in the Parsha that we have in our Tefillin in Kaddish, Kaddish Nikol Bechor, and it says over there, V'higarta Levincha. Chazal teach us that this psukim of V'higarta Levincha is really talking about the She'eni Yedei Elishol. We know that there are various times when the Torah brings down the inyan of mentioning Mitzrayim, and it's for the different bonim. These are the psukim actually about the She'eni Yedei Elishol, and the din is V'higarta Levincha. Now, a few psukim earlier in that same Parsha, the pasuk says, Zochar es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzosem mi-Mitzrayim. The Chinuch doesn't count that as the mitzvah. He counts V'higarta Levincha as the pasuk for the mitzvah. The Idr Gisa, the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Zayin, the Rambam starts off, Mitzvahs esei shel Torah l'saper b'nisim v'neflois, shenasu l'aviseinu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha osur b'nison, shenemar zochor es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzosem mi-Mitzrayim, k'moy shenemar zochor es hayoyim ha-Shabbos. So the Rambam quotes actually the few psukim earlier, zochor es hayoyim hazeh, and he makes it clear, we have to see what a pshat could mean. Azoivi is state zochar asiyem ha-Shabbos. What does the Rambam want with that? Aber b'cholif in the Rambam, then the Hemshech Taka brings v'higarto levincha, as does the Chinuch, that's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'das the Rambam, there are those that say Torah that there are Taka two separate dinim. There's a din of v'higarto levincha, which is Taka dafka to your son. And then even when your son is not there, there's a din of zochar asiyem hazeh asher yitzasim mitzrayim. And it's Taka two different dinim. Vinitvi, these are both avada dinam to be misaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil tesvov. Me'idoch gisa, we know that there's a mitzvah essay min ha-toyrof and zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'ei, Perek Tezayin, pasuk Gimel, l'man tizkor es yoyim tzeischo me'eretz Mitzrayim koil yimei chayecho. And Chazal Darshan, it's a sugyan brochus daf yud beis, and we say it in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, yimei chayecho hayomim, koil yimei chayecho, L'rabbis ha'leilois. So we have a mitzvah's essay in HaTorah every single day to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, say by day and say by night. And the big question is, the main nekuda we're going to go into is the shayla of Ma nishtano halayla hazeh mikol ha'leilois. What is unique? What is different? What is special about this mitzvah that's nischadesh? Over here on Leil Pesach, we were darshaning, there's a din of Higarat Levincha, there's a din of Zochar Esayoyim Hazeh, Asher Yitzosim Mitzrayim. Why is that different than the mitzvah that we have all year, every single day of the year, and at night as well, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's the big shtel of the sugya. The Menachas Chinuch asks the Kasha, as well as many of the Achroinim, and we'll go through some of the basic Yisoidas that are brought out. It's Motu Mishmei from Reb Chaim, various Neschois, but one classic Nusach that they say from Reb Chaim, that there are three differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tezvov. The three are Me'av Leben, that is a din that by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim it should dafke be Me'av Leben. The second one is Maschil Begnus U'Mesayim B'Shvach, which really means you're supposed to say the whole story from the beginning, maschil bignus u'masayim b'shvach, to say the whole hishtal shalas ha'iruim, to say the entire process of how it happened, not just the bottom line. As opposed to the rest of the year, you just mentioned the etzem yitziah. And the third nafkamina is Rabban Gamliel ha'yo'oimer, kol shloy omar shloy shedvorem elu ba'pesach, lo yotzi yedei chayvosoi, pesach matzah umor. So that is the three neschois differences that Reb Chaim had said, and I want to go into those first. We'll see some more afterwards. But what does Reb Chaim say? Me'av leben. That on Pesach night it's a special din. It should be rhetoric. It should be in a process of me'av leben. Avada, l'maisa, we know that even if a person doesn't have a ben, there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. So it's not mamish ma'akev the ben. And more so, Reb Chaim says the difference is that you have to say the whole story. Avada, we know, the Pri Chodesh says that technically a person is Yoytze the Mitzvah's Esei Deiraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. When he said Kiddush, he was already Yoytze the Deiraisa. Avada kol amar b'lesaper, reza meshubach. Aber the Shoyrish Adin, he was already Yoytze by Kiddush. So you see, it's not Ma'akev for the Deiraisa to be Marba. and say the story. The other Teretz Reb Chaim said of the Rabbi Gamliel, Kol shloi omar shloisha dvorim elu ba-pesach lo yotza yidei choy vosay. Lo yotza yidei choy vosay. There's a machlekes rishonim. Does it mean lo yotza yidei choy vosay of the mitzvah of Sipur? That an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipur is to say the time of mitzvah of Pesach matzah umar? But other rishonim learn fakert and gansan ha-andu revart. Lo yotza yidei choy vosay. You're not yotza yichoyva of Pesach matzah and morar. You're not yotza the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Morah, unless you elaborate on the Taimei HaMitzvah of them. But not that it's a din in the Sipur. Of course, Reb Chaim is going in this gang, that it's a geder in the Sipur. You know, on Leil, on Shabbos HaGadol, we don't say Rabbi Gamliel. We say a big section of the Haggadah, there's a minig to say the Haggadah, but we don't say the member of Rabbi Gamliel. So on one hand, it could be, because maybe that's because Rabbi Gamliel is a din in the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Morah. It's not a din in the Sipur, so that's why we don't mention it on Shabbos HaGadol. It's not relevant yet. But I was thinking maybe punkt fakert. We know that the Goyin had a kpeda. The Goyin did not say the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol because he felt that the mitzvah is to dafke say it when b'shoshi yesh matzah morah menachem lefanecha. So maybe fakert, we want to make sure that we're not yoytza, even though we are knowing the minig of saying the Haggadah, but we want to make sure that we're not going to do it with the full umph. Because l'chor, really, you're not supposed to be doing it. So since Fakert, Rabbi Gamliel says, if you don't say Pesach Matzah Morer, you're not yoytz to the mitzvah of Sipur. So we skip the memory of Rabbi Gamliel to be madgish that we're not doing the Iker mitzvah of Sipur yet. Can't say that's a havana in that. Now, the truth is, there are many other nafkeminis l'halocha and chilukim between Leil Pesach and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year. But maybe to start and open up the topic, it's not just a word of an afkamina, maybe b'shoirish, it's a different geder, it's a different din. First of all, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year could be, is an inyan of emuna, to be machdir emuna about Yetzias Mitzrayim. As opposed to Leil Pesach is l'bishabach u'lahoidus. The inyan of Leil Pesach is a bazundere inyan to come to end up saying Hallel. V'higarto levincha, the Targum says, is lohiduyei uleshabuchei. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin, that Rav Gamliel told Doru Avdei, what would you do if I freed you? He would say, I'd be chayiv lohoidois. He says, oh, you parted me from saying manishtana. The ikar is to get to the Hallel lohoidois. It's interesting, we know that in the Haggadah, we take in the central part of the Haggadah, we take the psukim in Parshas Kisavoy of Mikra Bikurim, and word for word we take those psukim that we say in Parshas Kisavoy by Bikurim and we elaborate on them, and that's our center part of the Haggadah. The Rambam brings it, he says, Kol amar b'lesaper b'drash Parshas Zu hareze meshubach. The Rambam is madgish, he's supposed to be mar b'lesaper with the drushim of the Parsha of Parshas Bikurim. It could be because the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim is Psukim of Haidah. We don't take the Psukim in Shmois and Ve'era and elaborate on them. We take the Psukim in Parshas Bikurim and then we elaborate on them by quoting Psukim in Shmois, Ve'era, Boi, B'Shalach, Avada, but in other places. But the Shoirish, the text, is from the Drash Parsha Zu of Parshas Bikurim. Because Mikra Bikurim is a Parsha of Lahoideh Su Lahalel. And that's the fundamental chiluk between Pesach night and a whole year. Because Pesach night is Lahoideh Su Lahalel. There's a famous vort, you know, the Gemara says in Brachas Taf Lamed Gimel, Hahu denoches kamed Rab Chanina, someone came and was davening for the Omed Chazor Sashatz by Rab Chanina, and he started elaborating and he said, Hakeel, Agodel, Agibor, Ha'azuz, Ha'noira, Ha'netzach, Ha'chozak, Ha'amitz. And when he finally finished, Rab Chanina told him, Siyamte Shvacha de Morcha, you finished, you said another 20 Shvachim, that's enough. We only do Hakeel, Agodel, Agibor, Ha'noira, because that's what Chazal was mesaken for us to say. But if you marve more, what, you think you finished? It's a mushel of a melech that has millions and millions of dinrei zov, and yom shabeichim that he has a couple of thousand dinrei kesef. It's a gnai. So the shail is, on Pesach night, we take a half kol hamar belesaper reizem meshubach. And that's good for the nekuda. It's not just the etzem shayrish of the amuna. It's l'hoides u'lahalal, and therefore we're mar belesaper. Why are we mar belesaper? What happened to that gemara in brachis? That it's a gnai, because no matter how much we'll say, even if we spend the whole night, it's still Siyamte Shavacha de Morcha, you finished? So there's a beautiful mussel. Avada, a melech that has millions and billions, and you come in, you shemeshabeichim about a $10,000 kesef that he has, it's bezioinus. But if that melech went and bought a special goblet of kesef that's worth $10,000, and he puts it on his table, and he invites people, and he wants you to be meshabeach him on that goblet of kesef, that's what he wants, then that's the shevach. That's Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is the one time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, specifically, Kol Amar B'Lasapir, he wants us to be La'idais U'Lahalel, and that's the shayrish of the chilik of the din of Pesach night and Leil, and all the nights of the year. But really there's another shayla. The shayla is that we know that the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year as a mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he counts as a mitzvah. Say for a mitzvah, mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. Over here in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, when he brings the Rishima of the mitzvahs, he brings, there's a mitzvah, L'Saper. Now the Rambam brings in Hilchas Kriyishma, Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that you're supposed to be Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yoyim Uvalayla. He brings it in Hilchas Kriyishma. But he doesn't bring it as a mitzvah. In the beginning of Hilchas Kriyishma, he says there's one mitzvah in these halachas, the mitzvah of Kriyishma. And in Sefer HaMitzvahs also, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's not brought down the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not brought down. Not brought down at all. And the Mefarshim deal with it. Why the Rambam didn't count it? Some say it's a vort in Kriyishma. They say Torah that the Rambam says that all three parshiyos of Kriyishma is the mitzvah of Kriyishma. So it's a part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyishma, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, a whole year. But Kenzan is a different mahalach, and we'll touch it up like this. You know, we're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. How are we supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? We weren't there, it was thousands of years ago. How do we relate to it? How do we know? How do we connect to it? So the Teretz is on Pesach night. On Pesach night, Chayiv Odom Laharis Es Atzmoy Ki'im Hu Yotzami Mitzrayim. Pesach night, we really go out of Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu, we're in Mitzrayim, and we go through that process of leaving Mitzrayim. You know, there's a word for the Chasam Sofer. He says, why don't we make a bracha on Magid by Leil Pesach? He says, because at the beginning of the Seder, we're not a Yid yet. We're going through the process, Ki'ilu, we want to become a Mitzri that's going, the Yidin that we're in Mitzrayim that are going out. So it's Pasnash the bracha. And he said, that's why we do Yachatz, he says. Yachatz is, what does a Goy do when he eats? He doesn't make a bracha right away. He breaks the bread. So that's what we do. We take Yachatz, we're not a bracha even. We break the bread. And we're about to eat. And then we say, no. We're starting a process. Let's start Magid. We're starting a process, we're going to go out, we're going to become Yidden, we're going to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we're going to make a bracha of HaMoitzi and HaAlachilas Matzah. So Pesach night, we go through that process. All the mitzvahs of the Leil HaSeder, the Matzah, the Morah, the Dalet Kaisis, there's Rais, there's all, besides that, there's a Takonis Chazal of Dalet Kaisis, there's a mitzvah essay of Matzah, Fashteitzach. But it's a part of the mitzvah of Sipur also. Because part of the mitzvah of Sipur is to really live it and really walk out and go out of Mitzrayim. But different people have different menhagim, how they actually play out this idea that they're leaving Mitzrayim. You know, at the end we say, the fikuch, anachnu chayovim lahoidoi su lahalel, the briskerov says, you know, there's halal that we say on halal, but we amol went through. A nes that happened to us amol, and we make halal. That's not the halal of Leil Pesach. Halal is usually only by day. The halal of Leil Pesach is a halal of that the nes happened to us right now. We're going out of Mitzrayim. Halal, we're going out. Efshi, you could suggest, a dvar chiddush. When we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the rest of the year, we're remembering the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we did when we went out of Mitzrayim on Pesach night. And that's why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, because it's one big mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sipur, of really living out the Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, enables us to have the mitzvah of Zechira, Agansir. If we wouldn't have had the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we wouldn't have what to remember. So Leil Pesach, we're mamish going out right now. And if she could say a chiddush, the Rambam's lashon, as we said, when he quotes the pasuk for the mitzvah of Leil Tezvav, Shenemar, the pasuk in Parshas Boy, Zochar es hayoyim hazeh, asher yitzosu mi Mitzrayim. Kimoy Shenemar, Zochar es yom haShabbos. What does the Rambam want with Kimoy Shenemar, Zochar es yom haShabbos? So the pshat is, you know, the Zechiras Amolek, let's say. What are we remembering? What Amolek did to us Amol. So you would think, Zochar es hayoyim hazeh, asher yitzosu mi Mitzrayim. Remember what happened, Amol. But it's not like that. It's Zochar es yom haShabbos. When you're remembering Shabbos, you're remembering that Amol was Shabbos, that Amol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzav on Shabbos. No, right now, it's the, yes, the Shabbos. Yes, the Shabbos. Yes, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zochar es hayoyim hazeh. Asher yitzosu mi Mitzrayim. K'moy shenemar Zochar es yom haShabbos. You remember right now is Shabbos. Right now is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach night, we really go out of Mitzrayim. That enables us to go out and have a Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim the rest of the year. Amol, I said a chiddush. The pasuk says, "V'chin yogur itchem ger va'asa pesach l'Hashem." Rashi brings there yochol. There would be a havamina that maybe a ger, whenever he's megayer, should right away bring a carbon pesach. Middle of Shvat, you have a ger was megayer. There's a havamina he should bring a carbon pesach right that day. Part of the process of his ger is go bring a carbon pesach. Talmud loymer no va'asa pesach only with everyone else. What's the havamina that a ger should bring a carbon pesach the day that he's Megayer? So some say Geirus Tikatoyer, that it's part of the process of Geirus. A Geirus Milo and Tfilo and a Karban, there would be also a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach represents being Menatik from Avodah Zarah. The Havamin would be that the Karban Pesach would be part of his Geirus process. Kenzai. But I want to say a different shot. This Geir, he's Megayer in Shvat. He's going to have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim for the next 2 months till Pesach comes. How is he going to have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? How is he going to remember he didn't go out of Mitzrayim? Everyone else is remembering that last year we had a Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I would think the Ger should right now bring a carbon Pesach, make that process of having a Yitzias Mitzrayim. Talmud Leimer that no, that he can't. So how does he do Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim the next 2 months? I don't know. But why taken that? Because this idea of Zohar is Hayoyim Hazeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim. Bavur Zeh, it's only when it's taken Leil Tesvov. We relive it on Leil Tesvov because it's taka happened on Leil Tesvov. We're reliving it on Leil Tesvov because it really happened on Leil Tesvov. That's the pshat. And therefore, since we're mamash living it through on Leil Tesvov, the only time to do it is when it's Leil Tesvov. It doesn't apply. You can't in the middle of Shvat say, I'm being Megayer, I need to have my Yetzias Mitzrayim here now. It's not applicable. B'Yoyser will add another knetch. They say from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is different than the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year, is because by Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to be madgish that it happened today. You're supposed to stress the fact that it happened today. That it's Leil Tesvov, that it's the Zman that it happened. It's a chiluk of the mitzvah. To be madgish that it happened now. Ad kedei kach. And therefore, you're actually going out of Mitzrayim. But Lamoshel, you know, it says that Bavor Zeh, Vayamarti Elo Bizman Sheyesh Matzu Moron Munochem Lefanecha. And we say in the Haggadah, Yochel Meboid Yoim. We say maybe you should stop Meboid Yoim. So the shaila is, why Meboid Yoim? So they say over from Reb Chaim, I'm making a tzushtal, a different Reb Chaim. There's a different Reb Chaim that says, why would I think you should start Meboid Yoim? Als Toisvis Yontif. Maybe if you makabel Yontif early, you could start. Talmud Leimer, no. Even though it's Toisvis Yontif, but there's no matzah more. The Velt asks, why did Reb Chaim have to say that the Yochel Meboid Yoim was because of Toisvis Yontif? Say Yochel Meboid Yoim because it's already after Chatzois, it's the Zman of Shchitas Pesach. That's not enough of a reason that Yochel Meboid Yoim. Why did he have to say Als Toisvis Yontif? The mitzvah is to be madgish, it happened now. Meboid Yoim is still Yudalib Nisan. You're right, it's in a political thing. We're shechting the carbon already in this. But why would it pass Sipur? Sipur is to live that it happened now. It didn't happen now. It happened on Tezvav. Now it's Yudalib. So, Reb Chaim and Einfal, I would think Yochum Meboid Yoim that it's Taisis Yontif. Hashoyel Yishal, in that Brisa, we say it in the Haggadah, there's also a Friyadikr Havamina. Yochum Meresh Chodesh. What's the pshat that you would start the mitzvah of Sipur by Rosh Chodesh? Pshat is Poshet. If the din would be you start from Rosh Chodesh, the gedda would be you would be madgish that it happened in this Chodesh. You would talk about Chodesh Nissan. The hadgosha would be in this Chodesh we went out. Vaita, we have to be madgish that now is the time. In the havmina that you're starting to be mesapa from Rosh Chodesh, you're being madgish that it happened in Chodesh Nissan. Tamil Leimer, no, it has to be by Yoimahu. By Yoimahu, then it has to only be on Tesvav. Even the havmina of Yochel Meboid Yoim was Goras Toysis Yontif. That's the pshat that we go out of Mitzrayim on Pesach night, and then enables us that we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year. That's how we remember it, and that's why it's not considered a separate mitzvah. The Mechitz Chinuch brings that Rashi and Chumash are very modern zach. We know that we have the two psukim, and once again, let's tell this avek now. To tell avek Rashi shita. On one hand, you have in Parshas Boy. Zochar es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzosem mi Mitzrayim, and then a few psukim later, v'igadat alevincha. Those were the psukim that talk about Leil Tesvov. Me'idach gisa, in Parshas Re'ei, it says, Laman tizkor es yoyim tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim koil yimei chayecha, and that's the makar that Chazal learned out, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, a whole year, Laman tizkor. Rashi in Chumash totally mixes it up, That's a pella. And we'll see if we can say a word here. On the pasuk of Zochar es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzosim mitzrayim. Zochar es hayoyim hazeh asher yitzosim mitzrayim. So Rashi, lomed that you're supposed to remember Mitzrayim every single day of the year. Zochar es hayoyim hazeh, remember yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. And it gets worse. In the other half, by Leman Tizkor es hayoyim tzeis chamieres Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecho, which Chazal said that's the makor of the mitzvah of Zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim a whole year. Rashi goes and says, Leman Tizkor, are you day the Pesach and the Matzah? That's how you're going to remember. There's a big Torah here in the Rashi, but I was thinking, you could say like this. The mitzvah of Zechira is connected to the mitzvah of Sipur. Maybe Avad Rashi means Leman Tizkor is the mitzvah a whole year, but what does he mean? Al Yedei, the Pesach and the Matzah, on Leil Pesach, you'll be able to remember the whole year. Al Yedei, the Pesach and the Matzah. That's how you'll be able to remember a whole year. Efshi, you can say that Torah in the Rashi. What's with the other half? The Rashi says, Zochar Siyem Hazeh teaches you that you're going to remember the whole year. Al Yedevi, you're going to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you'll be able to remember the whole year. So the two mitzvahs go together. But there's other Torahs to say in the Rashi. A little bit halachadik, the Menachas Chinuch also brings these nafkaminas. This is already, we established a Yesoy, that it's cholot b'yesoydoy, the mitzvah of the Sipur and the mitzvah of Zechira whole year. But halacha lemaisa, even if Taka will scrape it down and we'll say that soif ko soif, if a person just mentions one pasuk of Mitzrayim by Pesach night, he's makayim this mitzvah, and he's also makayim the regular full, the kol yemayis hashon and dikim mitzvah. So what's b'chol zeis the chilek? So the Menachas Chinuch has a few ideas. First of all, he says, what about hirhur? It's shaila and the achroinim, the Shagas Aryeh and the prim godim kler. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim agansior. Are you yoitza dafke bepeh? Or even if you just mahar her? So it's a shaila. But if you'll say that you yoitza even with hirhur, you yoitza with hirhur. So if you yoitza with hirhur, then it could be that that's the chilek. Then on Pesach night, it's vigarat, it has to be bepeh. Masha'enke. The rest of the year, you yoitza with hirhur. A tzveita nafkemina, the Menachas Chinuch wants to say, is what about the zman? The Rabbeinu Yoina says in Brochus that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim a whole year, you could start from Plag HaMincha. But could be that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be Vaday Laila. It can't be. Unless it's Vaday Laila. Another nafkamina. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is the whole night. The whole night and the whole day. But the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim could be only till Chatzos. We know there's a machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Is Korban Pesach only Tul Chatzois? Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says Korban Pesach is only Nechal Tul Chatzois. Rabbi Kiva says Korban Pesach is Kol HaLayla. The Gemara says in Pesachim Dav Kufchof that like Rabbi Kiva that the Korban Pesach is the whole night. So who within Matz is the whole night? Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria that Pesach is only Tul Chatzois. Who within the mitzvah of Matz is only Tul Chatzois? That's a Gemara. Menachas Chinuch says who within the mitzvah of Sipur? Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the mitzvah of Sipur is only till Chatzos. Like Rabbi Kiva, the mitzvah of Sipur is the whole night. This leads us, of course, to the big kasha that it says in the Haggadah that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria were mesubin the bnei brak vayumisaprin kol yisei alayla. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria doing there after Chatzos? Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the mitzvah is only till Chatzos. Korban Pesach is only till Chatzos. Matzah is only till Chatzos. Memeilo also Sipur is only till Chatzos. Teretz is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was after Chatzos was doing the mitzvah of Zechira. He wasn't doing the mitzvah of Sipur. It was in the mitzvah of Zechira. But there's a lot of Torah on that Maisa. Kolamar b'lesaper, and that Maisa, Areza Meshubach. The Maisa of Bnei Brak. Another nafkamina, the Achreinim Kler, maybe Zechira, if you say it in Lashon Kodesh, you makayim it, even if you don't have Havana. But maybe the mitzvah of Sipur, unless you have Havana, you're not Yoytze, unless you have Havana. Another nafkamina, this is already classic Minchas Chinuch. Classic Minchas Chinuch is that it's an afkamina like this for Shavua. We know if a person swears that he's going to be over a mitzvah, ein nishbon laver ala mitzvah min ha-Torah. So on Leil Pesach, a person has a mitzvah esei deraisa to be mesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim. If he's nishba that he's not going to, the Shavua is not chal. Ein nishboyin laver on a mitzvah of the Torah. Masha'in kein. Leil shar yemois hashana. Avad is a mitzvah esei deraisa. Maybe it's not in the minyan mitzvahs, but there is a mitzvah esei deraisa. But we know it says koil yemei chayecha. Yemei chayecha hayomim. Koil l'rabbis halelos. Zokti min chesrinach, koil l'rabbis halelos is not a mefurashe pasuk. It's only a drush. It's a drash. And he does this many times in min chesrinach. A drash is not mefurash b'kro, and a shavu is chal. And if the din is a shavu is only chal, only not chal, and a mefurash b'tayr. So Shari Yemois Hashanah, if a person would swear he's not going to do the mitzvah, the Shvuah would be Chal, because it's not on a Mefurish Bakra. Lel Pesach it would depend. The Tul Chatzois, he makes the pilpul. Tul Chatzois, it's a separate mitzvah, Mefurish Batayra, the Shvuah won't be Chal. After Chatzois, the Shvuah would be Chal. He declares if you shvu on the whole night, it should be koilul, since the shvu was chal on chelik of the night. That's what he has pulpulum about it, whether the shvu is going to be chal. But that's another nafkamina, that the mitzvah of Lel Pesach is mefurish bakra. The mitzvah of Shari Yemar Sashona, at least balayla, is not mefurish bakra. We'll end off with a vort. We're saying that there's a mitzvah of zechira whole year, and also a mitzvah of Zohar Pesach night. It could be it's a different gather. Zechira as a whole year is to remember. Zohar on Pesach night is to relate, to tell over. It's a different word, Pashut in English. Zechira Lahazkir is to remember and to relate, to tell over. And actually we could answer up that Shver Rashi in Chumash that we said. The pasuk says, "Laman tizkor es yom seis chamiras mitzrayim kol yomecha yachen." Chazal avad learn that that mitzvah of laman tizkor is going a whole year. And Rashi says, "You remember I did the Pesach and the matzah." That's the other mitzvah. Teretz says, "No, the mitzvah to remember a whole year. How do you remember a whole year? So of course, avad there's a mitzvah to say by Kriyishma we say it, mentioning Mitzrayim." But the truth is, a whole year we remember Mitzrayim. Our tefillin is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tzitzis, a lot of mitzvahs that we do are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's all true. The Zechir itself is the remembering. What's the Hechatimtzah to remember? The various mitzvahs that we do. Zok Rashi, Avada, Gantz Yeroso, tefillin is what lets us remember. On Pesach night, besides the separate mitzvah of Higarat Levincha, that is a separate mitzvah, we said maybe it's for the Shabbach Lahoides. But even the mitzvah of remembering, on Pesach, the way the Hechatimtzah to remember is not with tefillin. The Hechatimtzah is like the Pesach and Matzah. Who are then B'Sharim, Moshe Shon, that's how you did the tefillin and the other mitzvahs that we do. B'chol Eifin, the Matara of all of these mitzvahs, say the mitzvah of Pesach night, and say the mitzvah of Leil, of Shari Moshe Shon, maybe they go together. But Avad, what we're Meyachol for, is ki mei tzeischa mei eretz Mitzrayim ar enu neflois. And it's a murdik of art from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miraditchev. On one hand it says ki mei tzeischa mei eretz Mitzrayim ar enu neflois. That l'osid lovoi, we're going to have azoi v'yitzies Mitzrayim, we're going to have also neflois. But on the other hand there are psukim that says that the nisim v'neflois that are going to be l'osid lovoi are going to be much more. Much more. It's going to be ka'ayin u'ke'efes what was by Mitzrayim. And dosh state ar enu neflois. Ki mei tzeischa mei eretz Mitzrayim. And I saw Bemis that the Sfasemis writes, if it says that by the Makis in the Tzrayim, it says Etzba Elikim. And as opposed to by the Yam, it says Vayar Yisrael Asayoda Gedoyla, that it was five times as much, it was a hand. Now, if you can understand the mushle of a finger and a hand, he says, La'asad Lovi, it's going to be like a full goof. Molikai Mosai. Much more, like a full body. Again, in a mushle. But what's the date of Enon Nefloys? Abshad is, the mushle. We'll give a mashal. There's a lot of neschayis to this mashal. Let's say azan nusach. Let's say a person was mamash very, very poor. Very poor. And then he won a lottery. He won $50,000. A moirid gezach for him, $50,000. It turned himself around. He established himself. He became a businessman. It was a mapech in his life, this $50,000. Now he's Baruch Hashem, established, and he's well-to-do. And this spilus that he had when he won that $50,000 when he was mamash and oni morid was not shaykh. But let's say it's 10 years down the line, if he would win the lottery now, and he would win another $50,000. Same thing as last time. Ki yimei, azoyi last time. That wouldn't be the spilus. A klenikite. The spilus that he would need, I'm not going to pick a number, let everyone use their imagination, but the spilus that he would need for how much he would have to win to get that darg of his spilus that he had the first time would be much more. So Zakta Pasik, ki made Seischa Meretz Mitzrayim. Azoyi yemelt, it was mamish with his spilus. So I ran on the flois. The Ezer Hashem, the Ebrister would also be maros on the flois again. Dugma Ladovar. Hagabatzmachev would suddenly be on the news. And it would be Misparsim in the news that one of the Medinas that are mamish want to destroy the Yidden suddenly came to them a mak of Dam and Sfardei and Kina. Mamish the process, week after week, they're getting the makas. So a Kleine Kid would say, Avada, a Kleine Kid, we learned that in Gan, that does that Weissenschein. The Arenon of Lois would be that much more. Bezer Hashem, we should be Zoicha, Ki Meitzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenon of Lois.